presenting Dick.
Yeah, welcome to Dick Riding. I'm your host, Dick Masterson. This is the special, behind-the-scenes, exclusive car podcast for all you big swinging dicks on patreon.com/thedickshow. This is the secret content. This is the good stuff. This is the stuff you want to hear. This is the car podcast that gives me license to scream at myself while I'm driving around the shitty, dilapidated freeways of beautiful Southern California. I say give me license because I would be screaming like this at myself over any little thing, any small little thing that's pissed me off anyway. That's how I drive around normally. I would like to say this is for a comedy podcast, but it's not. I've just decided to record it now. Ordinarily, I would get a text from somebody, and I would fly into a rage while I'm driving around. I would read some article about nothing that has nothing to do with me, and fly into a rage about it. That's how I would be normally, and then some asshole would notice me driving on the. I would see some asshole sniggering at me, saying, "Look at this jerk screaming at himself on the road. Ha ha ha! I caught you." I caught you with your pants down, ha ha ha, don't you feel like a dick. Now I look at them and I say, you should feel like a dick, because I'm getting paid for this, motherfucker. What are you getting paid for? Listening to music, and by the way, you should be ranting too. You, who is checked out listening to the top 40 hits in La La Land, there's plenty for you to be screaming about too. So you need to get on board the rage train. All right, I got a couple things to talk about today. First of all, is there a way? Does anybody know if there's a setting in Waze to let Waze know that I am not Michael Schumacher? Is there a setting in Waze that I can say? Is there a way to tell Waze that I am not Michael Schumacher, and I would like directions that do not make me whip around residential neighborhoods as though I'm driving some kind of a London taxi cab circa 1960 with Ackerman steering that lets me make a 960-degree turn in the space of 10 feet. Is that possible? Do I look like a Michael Schumacher to Waze? Does Waze think that am I wearing a flame retardant suit? Am I driving around in an F1 race car? Am I wearing a crash helmet? Was I formerly the highest paid athlete in the world? No, then why is Waze always trying to fuck me like a Michael Schumacher? Why, when I simple directions, A to B. I want to get from A to B. I want to make good time. Of course I want to make good time. I'm a man. But I don't need to shave milliseconds off of my time by cutting through residential neighborhoods like a fucking Roomba. I'm driving around like a Roomba bouncing off of invisible barriers, making 90-degree turns left and right through neighbor. I'm getting blisters on my hands because of all the whip-arounds Waze is having me do. I've got to get on and off Fairfax 4 times to drive across town. Not necessary. I don't need computer-optimized directions here. Just take me, just, for fuck's sake, leave a couple minutes on, Waze. It's making me sick. These Waze directions I'm getting now, it's over-optimized. These Waze directions I'm getting now are making me sick. They're making me want to throw up. And it's the most aggravating part of driving, too. I don't think these directions are helping me or helping anyone. The most aggravating part of driving is the part from 0 to 40. Once you get above 40, that's when the fun of driving starts. But 0 to 40, that's the aggravating time. So all of these accelerations in residential neighborhoods from 0 to 40 are driving me fucking insane. I don't want to drive around like Michael Schumacher. I don't want to drive around like Mario Andretti. I don't want to make a left across six lanes of traffic. Waze needs a sane driver option. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to drive around like a Roomba. I don't want to drive around like a dog with the electric fence collar, where I'm jerking and stopping in the middle of nowhere, turning around, making abrupt, immediate 90-degree turns for no reason, testing the barriers of this electric fence. Not necessary. Not necessary, Waze. Calm down with the over-optimizations. Stop sending me through residential neighborhoods. Figure your shit out. I don't want to look like I have just done a picnic, a forced fun work company corporate picnic event, wherein I've taken a baseball bat and placed my forehead upon it and spun around like an asshole 10 times, then jumped in my car and started driving. That is what Waze directions are driving across town. Calm down with the optimizations, Waze. I'll tell you, if this is a preview of what self-driving cars are going to be, count me out. Maybe someone was right about the bicycles. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the article of the week, the rage of the week that I'm never going to get to on the podcast, I know already, is Milo Yiannopoulos banned from Twitter for life. If you don't follow this, Milo Yiannopoulos, he's an ultra-conservative, alt-right, gay pundit, social media darling. He calls himself the dangerous faggot. He's been going around to colleges as a professional provocateur, more or less. But he doesn't do that much. He just kind of shows up and triggers coddled college students. Banned from Twitter for life. Let me tell you, I've been banned from a lot of places. And it fucking sucks. If not for my life coach, at one point I was banned from the entire internet. Every single web host I went to would ban my website, menarebetterthanwomen.com, immediately. In some cases, within 3 hours. I got banned from a web host within 3 hours one time, and they wouldn't even question me. They wouldn't give me any out. They wouldn't give me any recourse. It's just gone. Done. Here's a zip file of your site. Sayonara. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck the customer. As hard as a business has to work to get a customer, not even a question in their mind that they wanted my money. It was some people complained, and you're gone. Sayonara. Your money's no good here. There's no amount you can pay that will make it worth it for us to read angry emails, which is another annoying thing, because I have no idea where the collision, I have no idea who the person is who has such a tremendous stick up their ass that they can't read an opinion on the internet and just ignore it if they don't like it, and who also knows how to find a web host. Like, I would think a person who doesn't have the maturity to look at an opinion they don't like and simply ignore it or investigate it, one of those two, a mature response. I would think a person who didn't have the maturity to deal with an opinion they don't like also wouldn't have the skill set to track down a web host, but I'm wrong. Apparently this person exists. Apparently a shitload of them exist. And they were following me around forever, getting me banned off web hosts. It was to a point where I was just thinking, fuck it. This site's fun to run. I like practicing writing on it. It's funny to me. I like the effect. I like pissing off these people who deserve it, and they need to be held. These people do definitely need to be held to task for it. They need to be riled up, and they need to, because then they will expose themselves as the monsters they are. That is the point. And it needs to happen, or else they take control. I like doing that, but if I don't have a web host, I'm fucked. I'm silenced. I am effectively done. If not for my life coach, who hosted my site in the darkest times, I would be fucking gone. They would have deleted me. I would have been banned from the internet. And that, my friends, is what has happened to Milo. It is very hard to be a social media pundit when you are banned from social media. Twitter has effectively ended, or at least hampered to an extreme degree, the career of Milo Yiannopoulos for the crime of using the platform exactly like they intended it. The man had hundreds of thousands of followers. He was a huge success. If they weren't swimming in money for some reason, Milo Yiannopoulos would be a case study in the successful use of the Twitter platform. And what do? They fuck him. They fuck him. And it's not just him. It's all of us. It's all of us who have been fucked and used by Twitter in this egregious example of over-moderation. So why did he get banned? How is it possible to even get banned from Twitter? They must have a good reason. They must have a good reason. Even if it's inconsistent, they must have a good reason. Did he post a bunch of Death to America tweets? Was Milo Yiannopoulos going around saying death to infidels, death to America, proposing violence against women or apostates? No, he wasn't doing that, and that won't get you banned from Twitter, because there are thousands of accounts with squiggle writing who've been doing that for years. Thousands of accounts spreading hatred and trying to recruit for ISIS on fucking Twitter. Are they worried about this? Is at Jack, is twitter.com/Jack the pretty boy CEO with the headshot, with the brooding, gloomy vanity headshot as his Twitter profile? He's got Jack, Twitter's CEO, has the kind of Twitter profile headshot, profile pic, that you would see on a dating site and it would make you want to throw up or punch the guy. He's the kind of, it's just like, it's too photogenic. You think, it makes you think, bullshit, who do you think you are? That this is the image you want to project to the internet as a CEO. You pretty boy, young George Clooney, wannabe motherfucker, fuck you. Jack doesn't care about all the ISIS accounts calling for death to America and harassing God knows how many people. He doesn't care about that. Does Twitter care about all of the Black Lives Matterers calling for death to police officers? Cops must die. White people must die. Do they care about that? No. None of those. Is there a mass banning taking place over calling for the death to police? No. None of that stuff will get you banned. What will get you banned, what at Jack, the pretty boy Twitter CEO, will come to the defense of, the capital crime that Milo did commit was offending a celebrity. Offending a celebrity, the precious ego, the precious disposition of our celebrity elite. Our priest class of celebrities, for whom may never be offended, because for God's sake, if we offend our celebrities, maybe they'll stop shoveling their shitty content down our throats. And then where would we be? The celebrity in this case is Leslie Jones. Twitter.com recently suspended Milo permanently because Leslie Jones has been the recipient of, I suppose these are her words, of racist, abusive tweets. Oh my God. Oh my God. Racist abuse. Racist abuse on the internet? No. No. First of all, it's not fucking racism when you... It's not racism. It's not racism. It's not... No one's prejudging someone by their race in this case. What's happening is people are using racial stereotypes and vulgar language with racial connotations as a way to insult someone. That's not racism. That's just being an asshole. Welcome to the internet. racist abuse. Give me a fucking break. It's called heckling. It's because, see, this is why the internet does not work for celebrities. As well, celebrities who are idiots. In the real world, when you start bombing, you get heckled, and you get your ass off the stage. The heckling increases until you leave. On the internet, for some reason, Leslie Jones and Lena Dunham and Paul Feig don't understand that the heckling will not stop until you shut the fuck up. It's still a stage. You're still on stage, so act like it. It's a public forum. That's the beauty of it. That was the beauty of it. That Twitter had finally built a global public forum for the discussion of ideas. The discussion of ideas and the heckling of bad ones. It's heckling. It's heckling. You're a comedian. You should be able to handle it. Or get the fuck off Twitter. Hire a social media manager, for fuck's sake. Leslie Jones. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? When the marketing campaign of your movie is women are funny, deal with it. Surprise, surprise, you're going to take some hits for that. Especially when you handle it by calling a gay right-wing social media pundit a gay Uncle Tom. When you let the racist reference genie out of the bottle, it's not going back in. You can't call someone a gay Uncle Tom and then claim innocence later, you fucking idiot. When the marketing campaign of your movie is women are funny, deal with it, you might as well just tweet out, fuck men. You might as well just take that position. You signed the check. You didn't think, unless you're the dumbest person in the world, you had to realize that there was a political angle to this she-boot. You had to realize this. No one is that stupid. No one is that stupid. Women are funny, deal with it. It should just say, if you've got a dick, you're a pussy. Ghostbusters. Are you a man? Fuck you. You're a bumbling, incompetent, dickless moron, and you've got a small dick, and women are funny, and you're worthless. Deal with it. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, I haven't talked about Ghostbusters because I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. Like, I'm so sick of hearing the same arguments rehashed over and over again to death, and hearing a bunch of people congratulate themselves on how they've figured out a way to hate Ghostbusters while bending over backwards to not address the woman part of it. That's what it is. It's a bunch of internet critics magically trying to find a way around the woman component of it, when it's a very real component of it. Here's the reason we hated Ghostbusters. Here's the reason Ghostbusters got rejected. There's been a very visceral and violent reaction toward Ghostbusters. A very hateful reaction. It doesn't come around very often, but it has been a massive collective backlash against this movie. And no explanation for that I've heard has been satisfactory. I've heard, I think the angry video game nerd said it was something about it's just exploiting the franchise and blah, 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 blah. Like, everybody's turned into this, some kind of weird brand evangelist now, all of a sudden. But it's just a fucking movie. It's just another shitty movie. Nobody would care except that we finally had enough of it. We're in the middle of a massive political referendum, not just in America, but in all of Western civilization. We're in the middle of a massive political referendum that is expressed simply, stop telling us what we want. Stop fucking telling us what we want. Stop trying to build the world the way you want it to look and telling us that's what we want. Stop it. And Sony happened to choose that time to do exactly that. That was the mistake. Telling us what we want. We're sick of being told what we want. On both sides. We're sick of being told what we want as conservatives. We're sick of being told what we want as Democrats. We're sick of being told what we want as Ghostbusters fans. We're sick of being told what we want as social media consumers. Fuck you. This is another thing that pisses me off about this. The next person who says this to me, I am gonna punch them so hard that I will knock all of the autism out of them. I mean, they will explode. I will hit them. They'll say this thing, and then I will hit them so hard that autism will explode out of them like confetti, like a piñata of autism. They will say this phrase, and I will go, "Oh yeah," and I will wind up like Ryu. I will wind up with a Shoryuken and hit them so hard that it will cure them, and this punch will go down forever in medical history as the Dick Masterson punch that cures autism. I'm gonna hit them so hard. It's gonna glow, it's gonna be bright, and they'll explode. The autism will explode out of them. Calculators will fly out of them. Old solar-powered Casio calculators, train encyclopedias, Thomas the Train Engine action figures will explode out of them. Spinning circles and tops will explode out of them as well when I hit them this hard, and it will go down in the medical books as the punch that doctors have to execute to cure people of autism. And here is the phrase that's going to trigger it. The next person who tells me that Twitter is a private company and they can do whatever they want. We all know. We all know that. The next person who says free speech only applies to the government and that Twitter can do whatever they want is going to get the autism punch so hard from me that I will spend the rest of my life in jail. I'm so fucking tired of this condescending person saying nonstop on every forum, in every exchange, that free speech only applies to the government. We know. We get it. I don't know why you think that nobody knows this guy. Everybody knows that. Everybody fucking knows that. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. We get it. Shut the fuck up. I get it. I know who free speech applies to, but that's not the point. You don't have to protect Twitter. They have a right to be criticized because they've built themselves up as a place where you can exchange ideas in public. They've been presenting themselves as a public forum for the discussion of ideas and the connection of ideas, the connection of people with other people for the discussion of ideas. And now they've completely reversed it because Milo got banned for nothing. He got banned because people picked on Leslie Jones because she fucking asked for it. When you sign the millions of dollars of check that you make for being an actress in a blatantly politically motivated reboot, that's when you open yourself up for criticism, for heckling. That's what the money's for. That's what it's for. Because if it fails, you will get the brunt of the criticism because it's your fucking fault you made this movie happen. It's no one's fault but your own, Leslie Jones, that you then went on to provoke people by calling a famous right-wing pundit a gay Uncle Tom. Are you fucking kidding me? What did you expect? So she deleted her account. This is the... And, you know, when a celebrity deletes their account, it's like a 14-year-old kid or a 12-year-old kid running away from home. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go, Leslie Jones? Who are you going to call? Hi, I'm Leslie Jones. I just deleted my Twitter account because people were being mean to me. Who are you going to call? Another social media juggernaut? There's not one. You going to go on MySpace and advertise your shitty movies there? Yeah, good luck. No, you'll be back. They'll all be back. There's no reason for Twitter to cater to celebrities. There's no reason. There's no reason for Twitter to cater to celebrities because they've got nowhere else to go. I don't know why celebrities are ever coddled or treated with anything but outright mockery. They'll do anything for attention, and they just want to be liked by as many people as possible. They're everything you tell your kids not to be. That's a celebrity. But what do? We coddle them. And by we, I mean at Jack at Twitter. So here's my thinking on this. This at Jack guy, Leslie Jones, deletes her account and immediately gets the white glove concierge treatment from the CEO of a billion-dollar social media platform. Did police unions get so much as an email from at Jack when thousands of people are calling for the death of cops? The death of cops. Did at Jack lift a finger for them? No. So why celebrities? Why does this pretty boy CEO lift a finger for celebrities? For the only reason that he wants to be well-liked by celebrities. He wants to be friends with celebrities. So Leslie Jones throws a fit. She gets the white glove treatment from at Jack at Twitter, who doesn't lift a finger to contact police unions or police chiefs in Baton Rouge or wherever they're getting slaughtered, wherever these activists are being radicalized to slaughter police officers. At Jack's nowhere to be found to put a pin in that one. But Leslie Jones throws a fit, quits social media, and he's right there with an apology for her and the immediate banning of a man who did nothing. Who did nothing but stand up for himself on Twitter and his ideas. And who did nothing but criticize her fucking movie. And why? Why? Because you got a pretty boy CEO who wants to be liked by celebrities. Who's leveraging this billion-dollar social media platform to be liked by celebrities. To use it as an in. Hey, celebrities, check me out. I'm going to use this platform to stop people from being mean to you. I'm going to do exactly what I'm going to do exactly what everyone hates. I'm going to change this virtual world to fit my narrative and shove it down everyone's fucking throat. Exactly what everyone hated about Ghostbusters, exactly what everybody hates about both political parties, exactly what everybody hates about the world, I'm going to do. Fuck you, Jack. The worst part is, I thought we were actually going to get Milo on the show, on the Dick Show. Some awesome dickhead, Joel Churi, I think, was doing a draft Milo campaign. But there was all these tweets coming in like, hey, Milo, you should get on the Dick Show. Hey, Milo, you're in L.A., Dick's in L.A., you got to get on the show. Hey, Milo, if the Dick Show was a black man, would you come on it? That was mine. I thought that was pretty clever. But I thought it was finally going to work. I saw some momentum building up. I was like, hey, look at this. Something is finally going to work out in our favor. We're going to get Milo on the show. Won't that be awesome? Boom. Banned forever. Banned for fucking ever. What am I going to do now? Send the guy an email? Hey, it's some creepy weirdo from 1997. Here's an email. What do you think about that? That was the beauty of Twitter, is that you could see many people responding to a hashtag. It would sorted your communication for you. Fuck, email doesn't do that. And it's not like he's been temporarily suspended so we could start up the Draft Milo campaign, get Milo on the Dick Show when he gets back. It's not like we can put it on the back burner and say, hey, this was a great idea. Let's save all these tweet at Milo ideas for when he comes back. No, banned forever. Gone. Gone because some pretty boy CEO wants to be friends with a shitty comedian who can't take her crappy movie getting criticized. Her crappy movie that every time I see it on TV tells me to go fuck myself. Fuck you. All right, this has been Dick Riding. Check out more at patreon.com/thedickshow. See you next Tuesday. Presenting Dick Riding.